This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. If you give a rat a backpack, he'll become a search and rescue hero. For a long time, dogs have played an important role in the aftermath of disasters, using their agility and strong sense of smell to aid in search and rescue missions. But there's another smaller animal that may soon be giving these trusted canines some extra help. Rats. African giant pouched rats, to be specific. A global nonprofit company started in Belgium, named Opopo, is developing a program that trains rats to use their acute sense of smell to find people in disaster zones. The intelligent rodents can squeeze into tiny spaces, penetrate deep into rubble, and are more agile than their canine counterparts. And while dogs tend to respond best to a single human handler, a trained rat can be transferred between many. Dubbed rescue rats, their size, agility, and natural curiosity help them conduct search and rescue missions. Danielle Jungrosko, head of the organization's Rescue Rat program, says, "In search and rescue operations, every minute counts, but canine units can't penetrate inside debris, and camera probes and robots can only penetrate to an extent. The rats are trained on simulation grounds built with obstacles and loud noises like the sounds of drilling or machinery that mimic those they may encounter at disaster sites. Constant reconfiguring of the training grounds helps to train the rats so that they don't learn to operate through memory. The rescue rats also go through distractor training that teaches them to remain focused and to ignore any tantalizing smells they may encounter in the rubble. The rats wear lightweight backpacks outfitted with cameras so rescuers get visual feeds, and little vests with micro switches that they're trained to pull when they locate someone. The gear also features a two-way microphone that allows for communication with survivors. Once a rat has correctly identified its target, rescuers signal for the animal to return to the surface where it receives a food reward. The animals are not yet active in disaster zones, but rats have been saving people's lives in other ways since the early 2000s by finding hidden landmines and detecting tuberculosis. A former bookkeeper who embezzled $159,000 from her employer, a Kalispell firearms manufacturing company, will serve prison time and pay $174,000 in restitution. Terry Ann Bell, 58, of Columbia Falls, pleaded guilty in June to wire fraud. Bell used stolen funds for personal expenses, including hotels in Las Vegas and at Quinn's Hot Springs, and payments to retail and liquor stores, collection agencies, and streaming services. Bell was also fined $20,000 and sentenced to 5 months in federal prison, followed by 6 months of home confinement and 3 years of probation. For 3.5 years, Bell was a bookkeeper for Falcor SID Incorporated, a firearm manufacturing and distribution business in Kalispell, from whom she stole more than $150,000 by altering entries in the accounting application QuickBooks to make it appear that money was spent on legitimate business expenses, when in fact the money went to pay down Bell's personal credit card balances, among other expenses. At one point, Bell wrote herself a check for $10,000 from the company account. A financial audit found 45 unauthorized transactions totaling $159,000. Bell was terminated and then filed a grievance and demanded to be reinstated. After the business owners determined the extent of Bell's fraud, the FBI and Flathead County Sheriff's Office conducted an investigation and the U.S. Attorney's Office prosecuted the case. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.